Perek Lamed Aleph. Baltani here ends with a theme that's been going on for three prokim.
Where's the good seltzer?
And that is that despite the fact that a person recognizes their shortcomings, they can still experience tremendous simcha. Not only that, but meaning not despite it, but because of it. Meaning, the more distant the person is, the greater happiness they could feel, the greater simcha they could feel when they bring back that which was distant. Okay? So I would like to show you how Rav Motala processes this in several different places here in Pele Yoetz. Let's start with Daf Samach Aleph, page 61 in Pele Yoetz, Parshas Toldos. V'yachperu avdei Yitzchak b'nochal. The servants of Yitzchak dig in the a nachal is a valley. V'yim tisham b'mayim chayim, and they find the life-giving water. V'yirivu roye grodim roye Yitzchak leim alonu amayim, what are they called? People who... Shepherds of Gerar fight with the shepherds of Yitzchak. They say the water is ours. V'yikr shom haber esek, he's asku imai. They call the place esek. V'yach b'ber acheres, they go and dig another well. V'yiriv gamaleo, they fight over that one too. V'yikr shom haisitna. V'yatik misham, and they move on from there. V'yach b'ber acheres, they go and dig a final well. V'loy ravola, they didn't fight over that one. V'yikr shom rechoivos, they call that one rechoivos. Yomi ki'ati hirchav Hashem lanu ufrinu b'aretz. Now Hashem broadened it for us, and we will flourish in the land. Lahavin remez lavedus haber baruch hu min hasholish beirus. What do these three wells teach us about our serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Classic remoto the question. V'gam lahavin lamanichtev because of hamakim shechafru sham habeir. Why does the Torah record the place that they dug? My nafkelon mezeh. What do we learn from the name of the place? Nuchal loyma. This comes to teach us. This comes to teach us about davening, the service of the heart. Chazal tell us three statements about davening. First of all, that a person needs to get up to daven. Rashi translates that as hachna, submissiveness. Umitoich simcha shal mitzvah, joy of the mitzvah, umitech halacha psuka, clarity of halacha. Says the Gemara, v'hechi damei halacha psuka, give me a good example of clarity of halacha. Kigan ha-memra, d'rib zeyre, sh'afid ha-royas, tipis dam, kechad, l'yoy sheves, oleo, shevenikim. That if a woman sees a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, even so, she will keep 7 clean days. U'l'chayra, heich, how can it be that a person can experience hachna and moira at the same time as joy? They seem to be contradictory emotions. The word the Baltani just used. The first one, kavod lev, is bitterness and hachna. And at the same time, im simcha shel mitzvah, at the same time, we're supposed to experience joy. Ulam ha'emes hu. Let no one make a mistake. The truth is, ashe b'kedusha heimemeshech shayechi ahadodi. When it comes to kedusha, not only are they not opposites, but they are related to one another. V'teluyim zebazan, they depend upon one another. Meaning, shekoi dematvilo. Before somebody davens, Torah Chalis Bain and Hativ, they must contemplate well. Velas is Cheshbon on Nefesh. And to make an accounting of one's soul. Mikol Mais Avashe Paul Va'osam Yemam Dal Daita. About everything that a person has done from the day that he started. And as the Pasuk says, Velev Yodei Amaris Nafshe. Each one of us knows the skeletons that are in our closet. And the person should create a great regret in their heart. And the person must know how bitter and terrible it is when we neglect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be able to experience true regret for the past. And the next step is to accept upon oneself, Shalai lachzor the surai, not to go back to one's error. But after that, what's most important is v'yamin b'emuna shalema. The person must believe with a complete and total faith, ashi yiskabu b'tshuva, that no one is beyond help. We can all be received in tshuva. Ki lo yidach v'imenu nidach, because the Rebbeinu Shalem will neglect no one. Here we go. U'mizeh. And from this knowledge that I've gone through the process of regret and the faith that I will be accepted, Yismach bilvavay simchas hanefesh, the person will rejoice a true nefesh dikasimcha. Asha zochaliyos shoyre bikirba chedik adikavimal. Very fascinating source of simcha. What's the source of the joy? Source of the joy, he's not saying, is the tshuva. Source of the joy is that shalayasani gai. The fact that I have the privilege of walking around with a chelik elikai mimal within me. That's the source of joy. V'oid, what's more, he continues on the next page, yismach mizeh, he should take special joy in lahashlech me'alav ha'masa kovet shalav inoisav. Ever carry around a massively difficult pekel for a long time and finally you get to throw it off, there's a tremendous relief. So the person should rejoice that he was able to throw off of himself this horrible burden of all these awful averis, be'emuna esana shiyakubal b'tshuva, with a full-hearted belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept his tshuva, v'le yidach chas v'shalom, and he's not going to be neglected, he's not going to be thrown and cast away. Now listen. U'lefi goydol hamerirus asheyitam b'lavavoy kodem, commensurate with the level of merirus that the person tasted, experienced before davening, kocha tigdal achakach simcha b'levavai. Commensurate with the distance and the bitterness, to that degree will be the joy. V'zeu de'isa b'zeu HaKadosh Amotel Chinovler quotes this, and the Velednika quotes this several times, b'shem, that Ramat Lechinovel used to kach in this. B'chia tekiya bilvoyim isitra da. Weeping is embedded in my heart from this side. V'chedva tekiya bilvoyim isitra da. And at the same time, simultaneously with that, joy is embedded in my heart from the opposite side. Because to the degree that I was distant, and now I'm meriting the closeness, to that degree can I experience the joy. How does it go? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Says Ramatel, "Vizel v'yachbru avde Yitzchak benachal." The first step is you got to dig. You got to dig in the valley. Zemay ala kavidresh. That's the first step. Shuachna ubusha. That's the submissiveness, the embarrassment. Shemizbayish ha'odom mitzad psich pchisas ma'aser. The person's embarrassed because of the pettiness, the littleness of his actions. The person recognized, what am I, crazy? I rebelled against the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad shemoyrid dima kenachal. How bitter? Until he's able to shed tears like a river. Halavai. V'zehu v'yachperu uloshen busha. Fascinating. V'yachbru can mean to dig, but there's also a word of cherpa, which means disgrace. He says, "Hudoshet busha k'meshenemer v'chefra halavona u'moyredima kenachal." That's v'yachbru kenachal. That's they dug in the river. U'mizeh atzma yover l'day simcha shal mitzvah. That is the direct cause, not despite it, but because of it, is the direct cause of joy. This is so non-American. Why? Mitzad shemamin b'emuna shalema, because the person trusts with absolute trust, asher lo yidach mimenu nidach, that no Jew will be cast away. V'sameach b'zeh, and he will rejoice, sheparach me'alav ha'masakav, that he got rid of that burden. V'ayim b'zeh, what also he's rejoiceful about, and this is incredibly deep and practical. So what? I could be the lowest, crummiest, most sinful Jew. Despite that, there is a godly soul that dwells within me. And from this moment on, I'm going to bring that root back to its source. And from the distance, he will take and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not despite the distance, because of the distance. There's a word, the Baal Shem's word, that the other Talmid Baal Shem quote, Marnayim, V'kashtem misham es Hashem lekecho, U'metzalsek yisidushenu b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha. Pasuk says you're going to go looking from there, misham, you're going to go looking for Hashem, and you'll find him if you look for him with your whole heart and your whole soul. Meaning, even in the darkest, most distant places, if you're looking for him, you'll find him. V'zeo v'yimtzu sham davka v'ermayim chayim v'shemayim v'china simcha shal mitzvah k'meshenem u'shavtem mayim b'sosoy. Again, quoting this Yisoid, u'lefi goydel amirinos kocha tigdala simcha. It's commensurate with the bitterness, to that degree will be the joy. Okay, so here he lays out a foundation of going searching for the averus, regretting what we've done, and then rejoicing, first of all, because I got rid of that burden. Second of all, and absolutely, meaning I believe that the second thing he's saying is, even if I didn't get rid of all the averus, even if I couldn't do a proper tshuva, I'm still walking around with a chelik l'kayim yamal. And I can make that come closer. So you get a little glimpse here in Ramatul, this vision of the spiral. Because the fact is, why don't we feel regret? We don't feel regret because we don't feel any closeness. You can't feel regret until you develop some of that closeness, and only then can you have some regret about what you've done to the relationship. Where there is no relationship, there can't be any regret. So that's why Ramatul, I believe, stresses the second concept of I am the bearer of a chelik alikai. The moment that we start taking that part seriously, and we draw closer, all of a sudden, you know, it's the famous Ibzisha, had I known yesterday what I know today, I never would have treated you that way. I said the same thing yesterday, but it was true, because yesterday I thought I knew more than I knew the day before. So, to the darga that we believe in that chelik alikai mimal, and the relationship that it can have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can begin building from there. The concept of Harota, and then get rid of that baggage. Fast forward to Reish, what is it? Reish Nun Ches, Parshas Tetzaveh. No. I printed Rish, some more there, but there's paper, I ran out of paper. Reish Nun Ches. Huh?
They just printed one.
All right, share.
Yes, you need a second page?
All right, skip the intro paragraph here, Reish Nun Ches. Go to the left-hand column up on top, we'll skip the kashas. Wow. Go straight to the meat and potatoes.
You just don't want to spend that much time with us, huh?
That's it.
Chaim
Lebroch. Ulaven Kozel Derechavoyda. Here we go. Yesh Lahavin Pchinas Moshe Pchinas Aaron. What do the concepts of Moshe and Aaron? This is Peli Yoitz Parshas Tetzaveh Daf Reish Nun Ches 258. Hine Yidua. Everybody knows. That there are two approaches in serving Hashem. One of them is the obvious, conspicuous serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in spiritual matters. Davening, learning, mitzvahs, spiritual stuff. But the second method, who b'chol inyanim gashmiyim, Second is in the world of the physical. Kamaishan Amar. Pasuk in Mishle. V'chol derechecha de'ehu. Brought in Shulchan Aruch. See? Yeah. Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim Siv Reish Lamed Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this pasuk, saying that a Jew is called upon to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, in all of his things, not just in Ruchnis, but in Gashmias. See, he takes Tanya Dick stuff and then radicalizes them with Chernobyl ideas. So this is why every Jew has two nefashas. Chinas nefesh or the keys, the godly soul, sheyesh bo kama madregas gevoyah me'al gevoyah, that has numerous levels, level upon level, like we learned. Chinas nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida. The neshama of the Jew, the chelik elikai, has all these different levels. As Ramatul himself writes in the introduction to Emek Tvila, that about his grandfather, the Chikasa Zeda, that he was the last one to merit the level of Chaya. He said, Yechida, there's nobody in those times who was able to master. He was the last one to master the level of Chaya.
Well, the Baba Chirapi wasn't born yet.
Yeah, that's correct. Ubchinas nefesh. So those are the spiritual levels, level upon level, madrega after madrega, of the nefesh eliki. However, ubchinas nefesh habahamis, there is the animal soul hamislabeshes bebchinas hadam that is contained in the lifeblood of the person. From this blood, from this animal soul, stems all of the appetites, all of the lusts and desires, and all of the midos, as is known from Svarim Kedoshim. Now, here in Perek Lamed Aleph, Derech Agav, he mentioned, and he says he's going to talk about it much more later, that the real purpose of human existence is not the godly soul. The purpose of human existence is the animal soul. And then he says, as I will write later, he has much more, he elaborates on this much more, and his soul's Hefer Likutei Torah, almost every piece, deals with the loftiness of the Nefesh HaBahami, if we do with it what we need to do with it, that it can take us to heights that the Nefesh HaLiki could not have gotten to on its own. Now, next paragraph. V'hini b'inyan ha'avdis b'toru tefila. We got to understand that when it comes to matters of serving in the realm, in the arena of spiritual avodah, yevshel legia lezeh kiyim behektim b'chinis hachna, the only way to get anywhere in that realm is first if it is preceded by hachna, by this submissiveness, u'b'chinis simcha shel mitzvah. In addition to that, there needs to be an experience of simcha of the mitzvah. Kamayim Chazal, quoting the exact same Gemara, his favorite Gemara. Ein ha'im dem l'yisbal el metech kevid reish, that a person can get up to daven only in this hachna, like Rashi says. Ein ha'im dem l'yisbal el metech simcha shel mitzvah, it also requires this joy. Now, here we go.
Why isn't kevid reish usually associated with something else? I don't know. It's being here associated with the concept of submissiveness.
Hachna. Rashi says Hachna, and he quotes that Rashi directly. That's his. He likes that shot in Kavidur. There are others who disagree. It's the language of the Mishnah. Now, here we go. Definition time. V'hainu. Shebetchila koidem asiyas kol mitzvah. That is to say that before we get up to do any mitzvah, hein b'toyra, whether we're talking about the study of Torah, hein b'tvila, we're getting up to daven, ukedayim, and any other spiritual mitzvah. Tzorich ha'odom lihizboinen b'maisav asher pol v'yosa. Now you find this concept in Reishis Chachma and in all the early Musa Svarim that before a person does a mitzvah, they need to do tshuva. Kasha yeda'inish b'navshoy p'chisus maisav, we all know the loneliness of our actions. Shekame pomim, how many times? Himris, Rucha, Yisroch, Shemai, we rebelled against Hashem. V'afilu, here he throws in another thing that he didn't, in case we didn't have enough bad stuff. V'afilu, b'amayzim, toivim, shasa. even if we were to begin contemplating the good things we did, Yizbainin Bam, take a look at them. Imnasa become an Uritsuya. Did we do them with the proper intent? Shia Nachas Ruach Lefonim Yisbach Shemai, that it should turn out to be pleasant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only do we have to analyze what we've done to anger Hashem, but in addition to that, we should take a look at our mitzvahs in Achen Bey. Is Kashiyas a Cheshbin Tzedek B'Nafshi, if we can bring ourselves to do an honest accounting of our actions, Levav Yovin Eich Shehu Reik Mikol Tuv, every heart will recognize that we are empty sacks. Mikaf Regel V'Adroish Emim Esemlik, the Pasuk says, from my heel to my head, there ain't no solid peace. V'Yizbayish Ma'id Mizeh, and the person will be overcome by a terrible embarrassment. If that's the case, V'Ech Yiftach Piv L'Dabit Diburim K'doishim L'Lasas Mitzvah, what is going to give us the motivation to want to start davening, or to actually go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah when we feel so inadequate to be able to do it? And the pasuk says, if we know that we are blemished, called Ishasha by Mom La Yikrav, it says that a person who doesn't have a mom shouldn't come close. You don't have copies there? Original test? Share. Now, so what are we supposed to do? How does one get moving? How does one get going? That being the case. After this contemplation, don't dare say all hope is lost. The person needs to draw strength from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow anyone to fall away. And the person must garner the strength to perform service of Hashem, whether we're talking about explicit davening and learning, or any other mitzvah. Now here we go. Pay careful attention. V'yismach liboy b'zeh. The person must draw strength from this. Asher yidua, asher mi'asiyas mitzvikala. We must know that even from the performance of a simple mitzvah, afilu mipachus ha'erech, even from the lowest Jew, mizdazim malachim usrafim, the angels of the highest caliber tremble for the mitzvah of a simple Jew. Ki yidua mitzvah magdash. He brings you in the footnote that in Tanya Igeres HaKodesh number 23, Baltanya writes, "Kamoisha Shamati Rabbi said, like I heard from my teachers, Kilo nimtza malach echot oimid b'mayma asorim yisol b'yachad. If an angel is standing where there are 10 Jews standing together, even if they're not speaking words of Torah, the angel will be overcome by a trembling without limit from the Shechina that stands there until the angel will cease to exist." That's from 10 Jews who are schmoozing about the baseball score. Kavachaymer, if they're saying Baruch Hu or Kaddish.
Learning Kol
Yoyetz. Yeah. Now, that was step one. Step one is that from the slightest mitzvah, from one Amen, from one Bracha, the heavens tremble. Step two, the Adraba, and what's more, quite the contrary, B'yoysish yenivze be'eina v'nimas, to the degree that the person was revolted and disgusted with themselves, tigdal simcha b'yoysa. To that degree will the joy be greater. Why? Asher shval ha'erach kamayu, a low life like me? Yizke l'dabal of ne'melech malchem lochem, I'm going to get to talk before the King of Kings in Tvila? Or v'lasik b'teira? Somebody as low as me is going to have the privilege of being able to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Sheikach Masev Ritzayin Yisbarach Shemai, that when that's the wisdom and the Ratzon Hashem, I'm going to get to put that into my head, I'm going to get to experience that, despite my loneliness, I'm going to get to say words, Baruch Atah Hashem. V'chein b'chol asiyas eiz a mitzvah, no matter what mitzvah it is, Asher remach pikudin, remach avarim demalka, the Zohar says that the 248 mitzvahs are the 248 limbs of the king. V'yismach v'simcha atzuma. The person must rejoice with an overwhelming, awesome joy. That he, the low life, has the merit of fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. That is a person whose heart is able to swell, b'darkei Hashem. Not because I'm deserving, but quite the contrary. The lower the person is, the greater the joy. The more undeserving a person feels, the greater joy they can experience when, despite my lowliness, I have the ability to serve. Says Ramatul, the next paragraph. Therefore, these two concepts must go hand in hand. Hachna and Simcha. Not despite the Hachna, can a person experience Simcha, but because of the Hachna. Hachna v'Simcha, Tala v'Dosai, that's the sweetest Avodah l'Rotzon v'Yitzchak Baruch Shamayim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Enkein k'shechosa achas mehem. We must know that if we're lacking either one of them, if we're a snob and an arrogant, you know what? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. And if we can't generate the Simcha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. Avodah l'Tiyah Nechshav v'Me'umah, the Avodah will be worthless. Kim Techsa b'Chinas Simcha, listen this. Excuse me, because if the person is lacking the joy, is yuchel chas v'shol nias noifel ba'atzvus chas v'shol le'menash l'nafsh. If the person lacks the joy, they take the yush, they take the hachna too seriously, they're going to say, forget it, all is lost, there's no point. V'im loy taktim hachna l'b'chinas simcha, but God forbid, if we don't have the beat-up session before the joy, yuchel istav me'al simcha l'vad l'b'chinas geyus v'kas. Then a person comes to arrogance, and what follows every arrogance?
Kas v'shalom.
Kas.
Kas v'shalom, right?
No? Anger is always the result of arrogance. Asher heima toyavas Hashem, they are an abomination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'en ani v'hu yichel l'odon. Hashem says, he and I ain't going to be in the world together. My great-uncle, Reb Nochem, somebody once asked him if he davened in Tel Aviv. He lived in Tel Aviv. They asked him if he davened by it. There was a very famous Rav, a big Talmud Chacham in Tel Aviv. So they asked Nochem if he davened by him. So he said, why would I possibly go daven in the one place that God explicitly says he doesn't exist? He says, Hashem says about an arrogant person, Ein ani v'hu yuchel l'odon, that he and I can't be in the same room together. So why would I go daven in the one place where God said he removes his presence? Ulechein le'tigin ha'avdes ki'im b'shtatus hachna v'simcha. What's required is hachna and simcha together. And then it could leave an everlasting impression on the entire day. It's the perfect balance that the person should not fall into neither arrogance nor despair. Then he goes on to the Avodah in Gashmias. That's not so much fun.
No.
He's not into that so much. He likes a lot of self-control. Anyway, so the bottom line, though, that I wanted to bring out is he develops this Perek Lamed Aleph here. He brings it to life in experiential terms, not in theoretical terms. But Baal Tanya says, this is what's got to happen. Comes a Rokel and says, and here's how you do it. This is how you put it into real life terms. Tzimut Hashem, next week we're actually going to start Lamed. I really didn't want to leave Lamed Aleph. There's something about Lamed Aleph that is, it just pulls at you. It's very, very engrossing. We can always come back to it the second time around. All right.